Representative Halsey says he drove his car from Madison to Milwaukee, encountering potholes on I-94. Once in Milwaukee, he took his bike off the back of his auto and rode his Trek brand two-wheeler to events in the city. Halsey says Republican Governor Scott Walker cut millions of dollars from bike and pedestrian safety programs. Halsey says he wants to continue the push he started as a state rep and as governor would restore the money.
Well, I offered an amendment to restore $10 million, but I'll go beyond that. And basically, each one of these bike and walking safety programs puts people to work. Many of them are construction jobs, in addition to making our communities and streets safer.
Halsey also says the state needs a fix-it-first agenda, filling potholes on existing roadways before building new highways. But before Halsey can chart a course for defeating Scott Walker, he has to first win what many think is an uphill climb against fellow Democratic candidate and former bicycle company executive Mary Burke. Halsey says Burke has helped move some Trek Corporation jobs overseas.
As a former union vice president, I fought outsourcing. Burke promotes outsourcing. And I was been fighting in the state legislature to get this money back. Mary Burke's been nowhere to be seen.
Burke's media spokespeople did not respond to a request for comment, though Burke has previously argued she's boosted Trek company sales and increased some types of work in Wisconsin. Governor Walker's campaign also did not reply to our questions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.